just a short reminder. Jahna, inshallah, we hear from Musliman and Musa. Allah blessed him to go to America for attending some madrasa jalsa and some kar guzari from there, which will encourage us also, inshallah. However, in the Quran Sharif, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Man kani yuridu harthal akhirah, nazid lahu fi harthihi. A person who makes the intention of the farm of the year after, Allah increases that person. Woman kani yuridu harthal dunya, and a person whose intention is this dunya, nu'tihi minha. We will give him some of it. Wama lahu fil akhirati min naseeb. And he'll have nothing in the akhirat. So just a little reminder for myself first, for all of us, that what intention have we made? Is our intention the akhirat? Do we think that I'm living for the akhirat? I must build my palaces of akhirat. I must save myself from all the azab of akhirat. And I must build my jannat. And building of Jannat, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you pass by the gardens of Jannat, then graze well. The Sahaba asked, what are the gardens of Jannat? The gatherings of the zikr of Allah ta'ala. So wherever Allah is remembered, in whichever way, to partake there, to learn from there, and to become part of it. And many all other things also which we know, our namaz, our tilawat, our zikr, and how much extra we do. In fact, Allah declared the very reason for our existence, for our coming in this dunya, is for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created jinn and man only for my ibadat, for no other purpose. But how much are we making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala? So if my intention, my dunya, my house must be nice, my car must be nice, my food must be nice, my lifestyle, holidays, clothes, everything. Is that how, do we think, is our life focused on that? Or is it that my akhirat must be made? My jannat must be made? I must save myself from jahannam. Is our life focused on my children? They must get a good education, what we call good. That is to earn a lot of money in this dunya and to live it up in this dunya. Or my children must come up in deen. They become an alim, they become a hafid, and then they practice also. Do we pay attention to that? Or is it that we want just for barakah they become hafiz, but we make them, give them dunya's education so that they can make their dunya. Is dunya is our object? Or is akhirat our object? Seriously, we all must think, inshallah. And really, what the right thing is to make akhirat our object. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.